Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, May 9th, 2016, and I know I missed last week. Don't fucking kill me, all right? I thought I was going to do it, but I felt like shit that day. I felt sick, so I didn't do it. And then I was like, I'll probably put one out tomorrow on Tuesday, and that shit didn't happen either. And then I didn't want to put one out Wednesday either because of whatever. So I skipped a week. I'm a piece of garbage. I know, all right? Don't kill me. Jesus, I'm coughing. See? Someone's trying to kill me. It was just 1 week. Let me go. But yeah, I feel like shit. I wasn't even like actually sick. I was just like lazy sick. Like you ever get like just, like you just lay around all day and you're like, I just feel like I don't want to do anything. And you feel like you're going to throw up for like 4 hours. I don't know, man. I just felt like someone took a shit inside me. Like that's what it felt like. It was so weird. I don't know. When I lay around like that, I just feel like shit at the end of the day. I used to do it all the time, like in elementary school, high school, any type of schooling. If in the morning I would like fake sick all the time. At least, I want to say 4 times a month I would fake sick. And 3 out of those 4 times I'd be like, Mom, I don't feel good today. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. And she'd drop an elbow on my eye socket and send me to school with a black eye. But the one time that it would work every month was dope. Like, it would be cool for, like, the first hour. Because you're like, oh, I get to go back to sleep. So then I'd go back to sleep. And then I'd wake up and just, like, be on my phone and, like, realize that I can't text anyone because they're all in class. And then just lay around and watch ESPN all day. The same show over and over again. Every half hour, they just repeat the shit. So then you start memorizing that show. And then you start to feel like garbage. You start to feel like shit. You're laying around all day. You get lazy sick. That's what I like to call it. I used to think my mom was a witch. I would stay home from school. I would fake sick. And then she would find out midday and then put a hex on me. And then I'd be actually sick. Speaking of mothers, Mother's Day just passed. Which, if you're a mother and listening to this, happy Mother's Day. You're the best person in the world. Second best. My mother's the best. You can take second place. That's fine. But yeah, Mother's Day just passed. Funny story, actually. Well, this year, me and my siblings got my mom this patio set shit. I don't know, like a bunch of chairs, a table, and like ottomans and stuff, because she wanted it. And it's like for summer, it's gonna look nice. We're gonna make everything look nice. Every year, she has this thing where she's like, "We're gonna make it look nice." That's all she says, and we just have to buy new stuff, and that's it. So she always says that rather than like, how about we make it look nice? And you know, we're just like, fuck, now this is like a whole project. But yeah. But it's a funny story. So that's what we got her this year. But a funny story is when we were younger, my dad me and Keith were like, me and my brother Keith, we had to have been like 13, 14 years old. So we didn't have any money. So he goes, "Here's like $20, whatever it was." He's like, "Here's $20. Go get your mother flowers and a card." And we're like, yeah, we got it, you know? Because how could two kids possibly fuck up flowers and a card? It's very easy. So we got the flowers. That part was good. And then we went to CVS or Rite Aid or Eckerd. They change the name every 5 seconds at that place. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is right now. I think it's Rite Aid. Who the fuck cares? One of those stores, you know. So we go in there and we get a card. And, I mean, dudes shop for cards very easily. Like, we see one and we're like, okay, whatever. We open it. It says, "I love you." We're like, good. I'm down. Whatever. I don't care. Girls will be there all day. It's like the library for them. They go in there. They read every card. They're not satisfied until they read every book. Every book. Every card. Dude, I've seen my mom go card shopping. She picked one up. The first one she picked up, she's like, "Oh my God, I love this one. It's perfect." And she held on to it and she read 30 cards after that. I'm like, "If you found the one, what are you doing?" And she was like, "What if, you know, your aunt's birthday is in a couple months? I want to look at the aunt cards." I'm like, "What the hell is this, man?" But anyway, I'm getting off track here. But, so we come home, me and Keith sign the card. By the way, Keith always signs cards to my mom or my dad or anyone in my family. Keith Santagato. He signs his full name. How ridiculous is that? Like, we don't know who the fuck he is. It's like, to mom, you know, happy Mother's Day. I love you. Love, Joey, Shannon, Thomas, and Keith Sanegato. He always signs his full name. But anyway, on this card, it was just me and Keith because my sister and my brother, they had money. They were older, so they bought their own stuff. Me and Keith had this card. We signed the card. We give her the card. She opens it. It was a fucking anniversary card. We got her an anniversary card. And when she opened it, we had no idea. Like, we saw a card that had a flower on it. We're like, this is sick. And we bought it. Then we signed it. When she opened it, she thought it was funny. My dad was disgusted. He looked over. He's like, no. It's ridiculous, you two. It's ridiculous. You got to be kidding me? Do you even read the cards when you pick them up? Dude, oh my god, that shit was so funny. Oh shit, we're idiots, man. I've been dumb for a very long time. I don't think anyone's like I make those videos about dumb people, but it's like people don't even realize how long I've been dumb. That's why it's so easy to make fun of these people, because it's like I'm talking about myself. Anyway, so yeah, we took my mom to brunch as well on Mother's Day. It was nice. Got a little eggs. Actually, I didn't get eggs. I got 3 big-ass pancakes. Dude, diners don't know how to make pancakes. You either get tiny ones or ones that are size of the whole fucking plate. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all this? And there's bacon and fruit. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I walked out of this place. I had, like, diabetes, and I was 10 pounds heavier. It was ridiculous. But anyway, so as we're at brunch, I wanted to check on the dogs, because, like, I wanted to see how they were doing, because I bought this camera. It's called, like, Pet Cube. It's fucking awesome. But it's like it's this camera that I put in the corner of the living room so that I could check on the dog when I'm not there. And I look at it, and we had just, like, gotten our food. Like, we're not, like, leaving anytime soon. So if the house is on fire, you know, the dogs are going to have to wait. I just got my food. But I checked the camera, and this dog has pulled... I don't even know where the fuck it was, but it was hidden. He pulled an entire two fucking bags of Bounty, the paper towels and the napkins. He pulled them into the living room and just shredded all of it. Just shredded it. He doesn't eat paper. He just shreds it. He gets pissed when you leave him alone, and he just shreds paper. It's so ridiculous. The Bounty, obviously you know what paper towels are, right? Everyone knows what that shit is. This was like an 8-pack maybe? Like, they sell those like 8-packs? It was stuffed into the corner of my dining room, behind this thing. Somehow, this hairy son of a bitch got back there and pulled it all the way into the living room, into his little bed, and just shred the entire thing. We got home. There was paper towels all over the fucking windowsill, the couch, the floor. He peed on one. I was like, oh my God. He took a shit. I mean, it was on his pad, but it still made the house smell like garbage. I'm still working on him, you know, going outside. I'm taking him on walks more frequently, but that's neither here nor there. But he shit, there was pee, there was stuff. I was like, oh my God. And here's the thing, he's smart, he's not dumb. He knows when he's doing something wrong. So I come in the house, like I come in first, I open the door, and I just look at him, and I go, oh. And he immediately like cowers into the corner, and he's like, I'm sorry that I didn't. But I put him in not in the cage, but in like a pen. Like, I can't put him in the cage as punishment, because then he'll hate it and he won't go to sleep in it. But I put him in this pen and he was good. He laid down and he's like, I know, I fucked up. It's so funny. My dog is such a dick though. He'll talk back. Like, if he's doing something bad, I'll go, hey, what are you doing? He'll just like lay down, but still be like, whoa, whoa. Like, hey, fuck you, man. Like, he'll curse me out under his breath. He's such a dick. This guy's ripping up paper. But yeah, it was nice, you know. The whole brunch, I was thinking about going home and what else was going to be chewed up. Pretty soon I'm going to get there. The the couch is going to be half eaten and my mom's going to kill me. But yeah, whatever. Recently, I went to the city and it was an absolute disaster. Before we get to that, though, let's do this. The first ever sponsor on the Basement Yard, guys. The first ever one. It's from Blue Apron. Now, I know some of you probably went, Joe, what the fuck is Blue Apron? And I'm going to explain, so just relax for a second, okay? This is actually the most useful thing I've ever advertised, and I'm not kidding. But basically, if you sign up to Blue Apron, they will send you pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to make a delicious meal. They send you the exact amount of ingredients and a step-by-step instruction of how to do it. Even a complete asshole like me can't fuck that up. Dude, imagine having this shit on Valentine's Day. Like, I wish I knew about this sooner. Oh, honey, we're not going to go out to a restaurant for Valentine's Day. You know, the fixed menu, $300 each for a piece of steak that's the size of a fucking dime. So you're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to go out. I'll cook us a meal. And she's like, oh my, I didn't know you could cook. Boom, sex, dude. Are you kidding me? This is why this is the best invention ever. I've been praying for something like this. But seriously, I did this and I swear I've never cooked anything except scrambled eggs. I make mean scrambled eggs, don't get me wrong. But that's the only thing like I've ever cooked in my entire, well, pasta too. But, you know, not any meals. These are real meals. I've never cooked anything in my entire life, but I was cooking pan-seared pork chops and sauteed spinach. And it's good food also. It's not like some frozen cafeteria shit. It's legit. And it's less than $10 a meal, which is ridiculous. This is also good because I'm trying to cut weight, so if I have the proper proportions, then I don't end up shoveling like 10 pounds of mashed potatoes in my dumb face. But seriously, you want to be a chef? This thing makes you a chef. Not only does it get you the right food, the right amount of food, it turns you into a fucking chef. Blue Apron. So check out this week's menu and get your first two free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. That's blueapron.com/basement. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. You're fucking welcome. No, dude, but seriously, come on. To less than $10 a meal, you get to cook it so you don't feel completely useless. And it's good for you. You got to be kidding. Dude, I used to work in the city. I used to work in Manhattan. And every, like, breakfast and lunch, I would go out of the office to get something to eat. It was always, like, $15. I'm like, what the fuck? What am I paying for? Everything in Manhattan is ridiculously expensive. Dude, if I went across the street, I got a bacon, egg, and cheese, and like, a Gatorade or something. The guy was like, yeah, $8. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of eggs are these? Goose eggs? That was a terrible joke. I'm sorry, people. But recently I went to the city, and I hate taking the train there because there's always psychotic people on the train, and I can't do that. I can't do it. And I'm sitting, like, I have to dodge piss. There's piss on every other seat. I'm like, fuck this shit. So I always drive into the city. So I made the mistake of driving into the city in the middle of the day, and I hit traffic, and I was almost late to this place, and like finding parking in Manhattan is close to impossible. So but I left early and I was like, I'll just drive around, I'll find a spot. But I hit traffic in the middle of the day. I don't know, it wasn't even the middle of the day, it was noon. Why there was traffic is beyond me. Why isn't anyone in their office or whatever the fuck's going on? But anyway, so I was, my meeting was at like 12:15. No, my meeting was at 1 o'clock, and I got there like 15 minutes before, so I didn't have any time to look for parking, so I had to park in one of these parking garages, and they just stick it in your ass slowly with these prices, let me tell you. They fucked me good. Sometimes these, they're not bad. It's like, oh, you're going to be gone for like an hour, okay, $9 or like $12, whatever it is. Dude, I was gone for an hour and 33 minutes. I came back, and I was like, yeah, here's the ticket. So I give the guy the ticket, and he goes, yeah, $55. I was like, why don't you just take all of my hits at my phone and my clothes? $55? What the fuck am I paying for? And then I started to think about it. What the fuck am I paying for? Space. A space. just a place. You pay for that. You want to stand? You want to put your car there? Pay for it. That's the most ridiculous fucking concept in the world. Just think about that. I don't even know if you can understand what I'm talking about, but think about the fact that you're like, oh, I can't even like compare this to something. But someone decided, okay, you see this whole space right here? If you want to put your car here, you have to give me $55. Like, what the fuck? We're paying for space. Are you kidding me? And in the same day, I'm not making this up. In the same day, I got home. It was a nice day out. So I told my brother, I'm like, let's go for a bike ride. And he's like, I need to get some air. So we go to the gas station. It's a dollar for air. Now, I realize it's just a dollar, right? But after that whole space, paying for space shit, now I'm in that realm of thinking. And I'm like, look at this shit now. We're paying for air? What the fuck is going... How do we not rebel against this shit? We're paying for space, and now they're hoarding the air? Compressed air? I gotta pay for your air. And my brother's like, no, you're paying for the electricity to pump the air. Fuck that, dude. I'm paying for the air. This is horse shit. We're paying for bottled water, too. Dude, how many times are we going to be tricked? Space, air, water. Fucking ATMs are taking money. We have to pay an ATM for our own fucking money. We're paying for our own money. What the fuck is going on? We have nothing. Guys, we have nothing. We pay for space. We pay for air. And we pay for water. That comes out of our faucet for free, and the sky, and we pay for our own fucking money sometimes. And if, God forbid, you're in a casino and you take out money at an ATM, they'll clear you out. It's like, dude, you want to take out money? Cool. We'll need 40% of whatever is left in your bank. Thank you. It's fucking insane. How did we let this happen? How are we not standing up to this? You know what I mean? I gotta, like, dude, start a hashtag or something. This is insane. Insanity. We're just letting it happen. Like, yeah, whatever. Take our shit. I don't care. Take whatever. It's nuts. We have nothing left. They're stealing from us. We're being robbed every day. And no one gives a shit, apparently. We're like, yeah, whatever. That's how it goes. It's insane. It's insane. Paying for air. It's nuts. It's wild. And, like, old people who have, like, emphysema or some shit, I'm sure they gotta pay for that oxygen chank. That oxygen... Oh, God, I can't speak now. I'm all fucked. They're paying for that oxygen tank that they're wheeling around with them so they can live. They're paying for that. How fucked up is that? This old guy is gonna die unless he gets air pushed into his nose. And we're like, yeah, we're still going to need money from you, dude. We don't give a fuck if you live or die. Just, we want our money. Just whatever. What the fuck? We're making people pay for air. You can't breathe, dude. That's on you. If you need air that's going to be pushed, you got to pay. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Whatever, man. They're stealing. I can't really complain, though, because... I've stolen shit before. I used to steal all the time. And I don't know if I've ever said this in like a video or on a podcast. You just hear I just said ever. I said ever. Like I said it, man, weird. I don't know if someone caught that. But when I was younger, I don't know why. One day I did it and I was like, ooh. So I was in a candy store. I never stole anything of value. Like I never stole a car or anything like that. Or like jewelry. Or money for that matter. I always just stole candy. Like... But all the time, like, it was a problem. Like, one time I went into a deli, and what did I want? I forgot what, you know those, like, sour spray fucking things where you spray sourness into your face? So, I got the sour spray, and I didn't have money for it, so I just stole it. And, like, no one caught me, and I was like, oh, I got this for free. That was sick. It was wrong, but the adrenaline was worth it. And then after that, I was hooked. It was like Dexter. I just started Dexter, by the way. It's like a serial killer. The guy's fucked up. He like kills people. It's awesome. But I felt like that. I was like, oh, I'm doing something bad, but it feels good. So every time I went to a deli, I would just steal shit. And it started to get ridiculous because I remember going into a deli one time and I stole like a 12-pack of gum. Like, you know, like Winter Fresh, like they come in like those long ass 12-packs or like 30-packs. I don't even know if they make them anymore because who the fuck needs that many pieces of gum at one time? Like, it's a huge thing. And I took that. One time I took a whole big bag of M&Ms. I just stuffed it in my waistband and just left. Like, the deli. Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong? I'm trying to, like, think of my mentality back then. Like, why am I stealing a giant bag of M&Ms? Not, like, the handheld bags. Like, the big ones that you buy for, like, a party or if you're making, like, a cake or some shit. I don't know. But, like, dude, a big-ass bag of M&Ms. I took that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? You know what I mean? So I can't really complain. Because I'm stealing right back. I'm stealing right back. You're taking my air, my space, my water, and my fucking money. I'm taking your fucking M&Ms. All right? I'm a thief, and I don't give a shit. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm all fucked, guys. I can't even, like... This is a short episode, but... It's because nothing has happened in, like, the past week or so. It's insane. You know what's insane? Actually, we'll talk about this. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been watching these videos because it's exploded. First of all, I love everyone that's listens to the podcast. This I like more than doing the videos just because I'm lazy and doing this is like easy. And I just like talking and I could talk about nothing for hours, but you know, I cut it short for your sake. But the videos have exploded, man. Like, millions of views. Millions. One of the videos got 1 million views in a week. And I was like, what is wrong with these people? Why are they doing this? But I really appreciate it. It's overwhelming. Like, the Facebook page has over 3 million likes now. The podcast is, you know, gaining some traction, which is great. I love doing this shit. And, yeah, man, the videos are getting hundreds of thousands of views, millions of views. And I'm just like, wow, it's really crazy, man. It's really nuts. I didn't expect this one. I'm gonna be honest with you. But yeah, it's great. I love it. I don't know what else to talk about for you guys. What the fuck's going on here? God, I got a candle lit right now. Is that weird? I'm just doing a podcast with a candle lit. And, you know, someone told me, they were like, yo, you should film your podcasts and then upload them to YouTube. And I'm like, that would be weird. Because, like, if you guys could see me right now, you would realize how low budget this is. Like, I'm literally... Let me explain what it looks like right now. A microphone in a stand, right? It's in a stand. It's plugged into this recording device, this thing. And I have headphones on. No shirt. Shorts. I have one foot against my dresser. The other foot is against my dog's cage. So I'm like spread eagle right now. Right? And there's a candle lit. And the candle is flavored... Flavored, yeah, because we're eating candles. It's scented fluffy towels. Okay, that's what's going on here. I'm not in a studio. There's not, like, you know, some guy behind a fucking, what are those things called? I don't even know. Look, there's like 4,000 levers. What are those called? Sliders? I don't know. What is that called? I feel so dumb. Who the hell knows? You know what I'm talking about, though. Like, producers or whoever, they sit in front of that thing, that desk. It's got a bunch of fucking buttons and lights and shit. How could you possibly use all of those? You ever see videos of, like, rappers in the studio? There's thousands of, like, levers and gears and switches and shit. I'm like, dude, you're just rapping. Just rapping. Just rap the song, please. And move this one thing. It's the volume. That's it. But there's nothing, there's none of that. It's just me, my candle. I'm spread eagle. I'm not proud. I need a shower too. It's crazy. And shave. Oh, God. And cut my toenails. I'm a fucking disaster. See, this is why it's not on video. I love this. On Tuesdays, I have to clean up. I'm like, okay, people are going to see this. They're going to look at me. I can't look like I just, you know, went on a 5-day bender drinking. So, yeah, that's why I can't do that. I can't do that. A half an hour of staring at me. God. You don't need to do that. That's fucking weird. Anyway, that's all I got, guys. By the way, if you are interested in sports, then please head over to my sports podcast. I really love doing that as well. It's a lot of fun. I do it with four of my buddies, and it's great, man. We talk about sports, and we do some fan interaction shit, like whatever. And yeah, it's called Veterans Minimum. It's on SoundCloud and iTunes. So if you just look that up, Veterans Minimum Podcast, they all start off with me screaming. So that just should give you an idea of how those shows go. Also, I'm on a podcast called Invasion of Privacy with Kate Wolf, female comedian. It's an interesting dynamic there. So also check that out. I always retweet them onto the SoundCloud timeline so people can, you know, get introduced to those. But you know, they have been going up in views, so I guess people are, you know, liking them. So go check those shits out, man. And new video's coming out tomorrow. I have an idea of what it is, and it should be funny. I'm still kind of working on the concept, but it should be funny. So, you know, look out for that shit. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.